For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, September 15th, 2023. And Maggie is sick today, but
I am sick.
Being a trooper, I guess. She just worked 10 hours, and then she's like, you're going to have to find a co-host. So I started looking for a co-host, and then she said all of a sudden she's in. So here she is.
I mean, can I do the show like this?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, I'll like hold it like this so you guys can hear me.
Okay.
But
if it gets, by all means, like I said, I'll do the show solo if need be, because I don't want you to be miserable. I mean, you do the show an hour and a half with me every week, so you're already miserable there. So
that's a lie.
I know, but before guys, we start.
Yeah, guys, hi.
Want to say thank you.
Thank you for being here. That's pretty much the only thing I'm going to say throughout the entire show.
Okay.
So thank you for being here. Please like the video, send us your money because I need to buy medicine.
All right. Yes.
Yes, send us a super chat or a humper chat at humperchats.com. Cub.
Yes. Do that. Yes. It helps
yes,
us out.
Please do that. It helps us a lot. Also, when we finish the video, it will help us a lot. If you comment after that, but please like the video. It will help Sean know that we still need to do this.
For sure. Well, it's been a busy week news-wise, and today it got kind of busier with everything going on in the WWE with the new acquisition that happened this past week with WWE and UFC becoming TKO. So you got that going on. Then you unfortunately had some layoffs today. Not wrestlers per se as of yet.
It still sucks though.
Yeah. To an extent, there's one of them that he can go do whatever he wants to himself. I don't care about that. But everybody else, yeah, I do feel sorry for him. For them. Yeah, so you got that going on. We have the big news from Jade Cargill that Fightful Select dropped this week. Big exclusive there that shocked the world. You have...
Did it shock the world of...
Wrestling world, I should say. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, shocked like, the wrestling world.
Did it shock the wrestling world, though?
It did, because you want me to tell you why?
Please there tell people... me. Tell me why! Ain't nothing but a heartache. I'm sure we're not going to get copyright for that, because no one can understand what I'm saying otherwise.
Oh, God.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Man. Okay.
We're
trying to get people to stay. So you got that. You had Becky Lynch win the title, NXT title, beating Tiffany Stratton, which was a really cool moment. I like how you pointed that out on the tweet that night, what Becky said to Tiffany Stratton. That was really cool.
Yeah, so, I didn't tweet it out though. But like we're gonna talk about this later. Like, do you want us to start diving in right now in starting with the Jade thing? Do you want us to start talking about that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start about like start with that.
What do you think?
Jade Cargill going to WWE? I'm surprised.
Eventually. Like,
I'm very surprised because I mean, just last week she talked about how Tony Khan was the greatest boss in the world and that she loved AEW. So maybe she was still negotiating at that time. And maybe she still is. We don't know. I mean, Sean never said that she was going to WWE. That's the one thing people need to realize. He never said she's going. She goes, there's reports that she's going. It's believed that she's going. You know, that's the one thing. I mean, there's a lot to this. I get that. And people got excited for that reason. And this is what's funny. You know, the thing is, neither one of us can stand, and there's a lot of us, don't get me wrong, but on this, neither one of us like the tribalism that goes between WWE and AEW fans. We just can't stand it, because we talk about both shows, we both love both shows, you know, so, but there's people that were, I can't believe she would leave. And then you had some people, I saw one guy that said, how dare Edge, like, leave? The one thing that people need to realize is these wrestlers, as much as we love them, they don't owe us a thing. They don't owe us they don't owe us that. They don't owe us a thing. They need to do what's best for them, what's best for their family, what makes them happy. That's what matters. Because if we truly appreciate them, we will be happy for them. And that's what matters in the long run. Jade Cargill, whatever she does, I'm going to be a fan because she's awesome. She's somebody like I have not seen before. Like her, what she can do, like her strength, she just has it. And the one thing that I'll say about her is if there's one lady out there that needs to, if they ever replace Halle Berry in X-Men, that is the lady that needs to do it. It needs to be her. There's no question. But Jade Cargill being in the WWE, of course I'm excited because there's so many more matchups that she'll be able to have. There's some that she didn't even get to have in AEW, which is a shame. If she leaves, we don't know if she is leaving. So, I mean, that's the thing. Maggie, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, before I even saw the news, because he sent it to me. I mean, I always believed that, I mean, Rob will never, you know, send me something that will spoil stuff to me. No, like he did. As I was waking up on Thursday morning, right before watching Dynamite, Rob sent me the tweet that Sean posted about Jade possibly coming to an end with her AEW run and going to WWE. I was like, okay, but like, let's see what happened, you know, on the show, because she returned on Collision, right? Like last week on Collision.
After
Chris Statlander had her match and then the Renegade Twins both attacked her, and then Jade returned. So she saved Chris Statlander just so she can kick her ass, you know, afterwards. And I was like, yeah, like, let's do it. And then they announced on Dynamite that they were having their match on Rampage. And I was like, okay, this makes sense now.
Yeah.
Like, surely if I hadn't seen your DM that you sent me, I was going to be like, did I see that correctly? Did it say Collision or did it say Rampage? Surely it meant Collision, right? Right. Yeah. But like, no, it said Rampage. It said Rampage. So I'm pretty sure that I will spoil nothing out of this. Like, she didn't win the match. Like, she's not, she didn't win. I haven't seen the spoilers, but I'm pretty sure she didn't win. And Chris Statlander beat her. So going from this, Jade Cargill is as AEW original as AEW original can get. Because she did nothing of the sort before that. She wasn't in NWA. She wasn't in WOW. She was nowhere. She was in Ring of Honor. Nowhere. Nothing. She wasn't there. All the other female wrestlers that there are on the AEW roster. Yeah. The huge percentage of that division had previous experience in wrestling. Jade Cargill began her wrestling journey in AEW. She did nothing like that before. The thing that we got from her is that we legitimately saw her improving in ring with each and every single match that she had. Every other match that she had was better than the previous one because she was improving herself. Granted, she did have Bryan Danielson as her one of her coaches.
No.
And that says a lot. I know that there are a lot, she got a lot of haters on the internet, go figure.
Yeah.
That called, yeah, shocking.
Is that new?
That's news to me. So they call her green. And I was like, that's her first year in wrestling. That is her first year in wrestling. And she's that good in the ring. Having in mind that her first match in AEW was her first match. I mean, come on. Yeah. Don't get me started on the way she looks. I mean, please. Like, am I right?
Yeah.
Like, no, absolutely. You have a huge amount of people all around the world that wish that she would step on them. Like, yeah, I mean, she looks like a star. She's built like a star. She oozes charisma. Like the whole persona that she had. Of course, the way she was booked in AEW, that did her no favors because like she just squashed people. She just squashed people and she didn't like she was. I kind of want to say that it was kind of inconsistent with her because like they gave her weird storylines with, you know, the baddies and then they turned on her and then Stokely Hathaway and then, then others. And it was just weird. There was no consistency with her booking apart from the fact that she was that bitch. And I approve that. Like she was, I feel like they made that whole TBS title for her. And it was for her. She was that title. And that title was her. I kind of feel like she was... They were going towards, you know, her eventually hanging with the other female roster, you know, wrestlers. In terms of in-ring, of course. I'm kind of disappointed because I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've been enjoying the booking of the AEW Women's Division. I'm not. I've been pretty vocal about not enjoying a lot of the booking ideas that they've had for the last, I don't know, 4 years. It's been weird because as much as we've not agreed on a lot of WWE's booking, they try to book the women way better. It doesn't help when they had one 2-minute match on Raw, which is a 3-hour show, or other weird segments with, you know, with the women. But if you look at NXT, they've been like they've had like pretty questionable booking in the women's division as well, but they booked the women's division. Like they, yeah, they put it on the table. Well.
Yeah,
yeah, they book it well. Like so. they might see what sticks and what doesn't, but like it's the only way you can learn.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what if she does eventually go to WWE. I'm excited to see. I just want her to wrestle Natty. Because mm-hmm. when you wrestle Natty, you know that you're in the ring with a ring general. If you have a bad match with Natalya, you're probably the problem. But she can carry you and she can help you and she can teach you a lot. Of course, down the line, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, like that's a WrestleMania main event right there. But yeah, she can go to NXT like initially just to, you know, rule that world all she wants.
Yeah.
But only time will tell. I'm like, good for her. I can never know what motivates her because I don't think that money is actually the thing that motivates her. She has a softball team, for crying out loud, whatever that means.
It's basically.
Is this baseball with a softer ball?
With a bigger ball, but
oh,
yeah,
yeah, well, yeah, okay, I was only kind of right. Okay, so I'm thinking of NXT because that's, you know, only one place, and she does have a family, and probably, you know, traveling isn't, you know, the best thing out there. But like, people, when you see Jade, you know that she's a star, and you want to know what she's doing, and she can put eyeballs on you, yeah, whatever program that she's on.
Yeah, well, we got two super chats, so I want to say thank you for sending those super chats. We got one from Chris. He says, sorry I couldn't help out Rob, I feel better, Maggie. So Chris was somebody that I reached out to you to see if he could co-host this morning, and then Maggie just said all of a sudden, she's like, you know what, hell with it, I'm gonna host. And I said, okay Maggie, are you sure? And she's like, yep. Like, she goes, I'm the face that runs the place. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. And then we
Chris
got Ryan.
Is also pretty.
Chris is pretty. And then speaking of pretty, we have Ryan Sullivan. He says, happy Friday, Roboto and Magitron. That's if we were Transformers.
Yeah, that's way better than the other thing.
Barney and
Thank
Apple.
You, Ryan. Sweet. No, don't say that.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, let us know in chat what you guys think. If you guys want to see Bianca in WWE, or if you want her to stay put, or what do you want to see? Well, so, I mean, stay put in AEW is what I meant.
Yeah, I know, I know. I think I got it.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and move on to, I was going to go straight into Becky Lynch, but since I knew we were going to talk about NXT a little bit more in depth here in a few minutes, let's go ahead and talk about The Rock. It came out today. The Rock was on Pat McAfee's show, and he did say to Pat McAfee that there were plans in place for him to possibly wrestle Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 39. In LA. He didn't go into detail on why that did not happen. However, he did say that WrestleMania 40 is still possible. He didn't rule it out. Now, I know that kind of throws everybody in for a loop because Cody Rhodes has to finish the story. So,
does he?
Well, I know. That's my thing. Yeah, you know.
Maybe it's a triple threat and Cody Rhodes pins The Rock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is kind of, I know what you could be, what you could get yourself into in trouble wise. Like, but I was thinking, well, maybe they just gamble and do the two main eventer, like night one, Cody versus Roman, night two, Roman versus Rock, or night two, The Rock. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing ideas out there, but There's a lot to it, so I'm very, very curious to see.
Well, what that this goes. Year, this year we got both nights main evented by non-female wrestlers. I would like for them next year. I'm not saying that you always should, you know, even if it's not important in storyline, but like probably make it important. Make one of the women's matches important. Although Charlotte and it was Charlotte and Rhea, right? Yeah, it was Charlotte. Charlotte and Rhea. They weren't the main event. People were hoping, like there were some people that were hoping that they would main event night one.
Yeah,
it ended up the tag team titles main eventing, but they did wrestle to prove a point. That mm-hmm. match was so great. So
ass.
Great. Yeah, it whipped ass. So that's the thing. We all know that like the women are you know probably gonna smash it. That's of course, but like probably built a storyline that's so amazing and people so cannot wait to see it.
Yeah.
That it will be worthy of main eventing one of the nights. Probably.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens if it still happens. It's something we obviously want to see. We want to see The Rock versus Roman. What now? This is what's interesting. You remember when The Rock came back and he got booed for helping Roman at Royal Rumble? You remember that? They were booing Roman. They weren't really necessarily booing The Rock.
They were booing the decision.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hope that Roman, The Rock wants to get that bad taste out of his mouth for that.
So, but my point is that happened in Philadelphia.
Your point is, it's almost
check that out on Sunday. Yeah, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. So.
I love that show. I have no idea what you guys talk about when you talk about football, but like,
but that happened to Philadelphia, so that kind of can circle around.
Go full circle, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say something else, and I stopped and just went the other way around. But okay. I was gonna make it
what were you saying, like about The Rock this year?
Yeah, I just like something that I want to see. You just go that route. It'd be good. I mean, we all wanted to see it, but
I don't think that there's any wrestling fan that does not want to see Roman Reigns versus The Rock. I'm in the camp of the people that say that this match doesn't need a title. It really doesn't. It like, why would it? Like, there's like, I'm not saying that a title will always make things way more, interesting and must see, but it's Roman Reigns and The Rock. It's already big enough. You can put over other people with the championship. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep. So NXT, we saw a great match between Tiffany Stratton and Mrs. Becky Lynch. Fantastic match. I loved it. It went down to the wire, like time-wise. Granted, they can always extend time on USA. They usually go later. But a great match. Becky Lynch wins the NXT title. Now, I did like, somebody made a good point of this. They said, what if that was the reason they let Becky Lynch win the title? You bring in Jade Cargill, like, to get the title from Becky. Well, wouldn't that be interesting?
Okay. Here's the thing. First of all, Nia Jax returns to Raw and Becky Lynch goes to NXT. Immediately. Immediately goes to NXT. I don't know. I don't know if those two ever, you know, got together and talked about, you know, whatever happened with that broken nose incident. I'm not sure that they did. I honestly don't care because it's none of my business. Like, if they have beef with each other, that's absolutely up to them. That's their business and anything. But NXT as a whole was a bit different this week. I don't know if you paid attention. First of all, Ilya Dragunov and Wesley, oh my God. Yes, please. So Becky and Tiffany Stratton. First of all, let me just start off by saying that Tiffany Stratton is a superstar.
Yeah. Yep.
She hung in with Becky throughout the entire match. She's only been doing this for how long? A year?
A little over a year.
Yeah. Oh my God. And she was injured.
Yeah.
Like, having in mind. She came back better than she was before. Yeah. I'm like, I will never stop seeing the praises of Tiffany because she's already main roster ready. Already. Like, that's.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's how. How can you not build an entire show around this woman? She's so great. And that match itself, I mean, the match was absolutely awesome. Don't get me wrong. But the thing that got to me, I actually DM'd you. I also DM'd Kate because I knew that she will absolutely understand.
She also, was a lamb for chicken tenders, so she didn't see it.
Yeah, she didn't see it. I don't know if you guys saw, because I saw no one talking about this on Twitter or X or whatever you guys want to call it. I saw no one pointing that out. The moment she pinned Tiffany, 1, 2, 3, Becky leaned in and kissed her on her forehead. And Tiffany Stratton mumbled, "I love you." I started crying immediately after that happened. Because First of all, I thought that she said thank you, but then I saw that she actually said I love you. Now, like, I love you too. Like, you, that is, how can you not love Becky, first of all?
Yeah. For sure. And
yes, and this just goes to show you just how important this is to the entire roster. Of course, after I saw this, I immediately thought of Seth Rollins on WrestleMania when he pinned Roman after he cashed in. Yeah. As he was pinning him, he shouted, because everyone heard it, he shouted, "Thank you so much." Yeah. And that was absolutely heartwarming. I adore that. But like, the fact that Becky Lynch kissing Tiffany on the forehead, like, this is, yeah, this, if this isn't passing of the torch, I don't know what is. Like, this, well, not passing of the torch, this is showing respect, first of all, and then showing that your work is working, like, that what you're doing, like, you're on the right path, you're doing everything right. And she was like, "I'm so pleased with you. Let me kiss you on the forehead. Like, you're doing so great." This was just women's wrestling, okay? Women's wrestling and women supporting each other. Like, that's what we all want to hear, and that's what we all want to see.
Yeah.
It happened after Sasha and Bianca main event at WrestleMania. Sasha crying with happiness after Bianca won that title. This is that. This is, like, this is this. This is what I want to hear. I want to see. Having in mind that rarely stuff on NXT gets me so much that I cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's sad because I love NXT. Having in mind that we will get Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne on NXT, and I cannot believe that people are not making a big deal out of this, because it is years in the making. Like, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bates' first match ever, 15 years old, was against Pete Dunne. He mentioned this on NXT during one of his promos. Can you tell, like, you watched NXT, right?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, can I did. You tell me why? Why did they have a specific room for certain people to watch matches?
That I could not tell you.
Why?
I honestly have no idea why they do that.
I know that they have, you know, a Heritage Cup, you know, championship.
Yeah,
but like, why did they have specific rooms for people to go in and watch on? And they, like, there weren't even places to sit for everyone because Joe Coffey was standing, you know, behind them and watching, you know, matches on his feet, and everyone else was either on chairs or on a comfortable sofa. Like, yeah, not all of them were sitting down. That's disgusting. Like, make all, you know, the Scottish people, like, you know, not sit down, like, please.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, exactly.
Again, having in mind that I rarely have stuff on NXT to cry about, this was something I would gladly cry about. Because, again, women's wrestling. And this is exactly why Jade Cargill eventually going to WWE is something that people should be excited about. Because not having that entire spotlight on her was kind of a miss at AEW. So that's why I said, good for her. Good for her. Whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, it was a good show, too. Like, overall, good show. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a decent week for wrestling all around too. Like, in ring, I enjoyed. I know Raw's hit and miss lately, but I actually enjoyed Raw. Carmelo Hayes is going to be taking on. God, I forgot the. Who's Carmelo Hayes wrestling this coming week? I forgot the guy's name. It's just, like, slipped my mind.
He's wrestling someone next week?
Yeah, I just saw it, and I forgot. Like, it just totally slipped my mind. The guy's name. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Who's he wrestling, like, next week?
I'm gonna pull it up. But
yeah, I know that he's wrestling Ilya Dragunov, you know, with No Mercy. But
yeah, they just showed it, and now I forgot who it was. So that, Dominic Mysterio. So,
oh, what? Bullshit.
Yeah. So,
no, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I will never, this will never stop hitting me. When my grandmother was visiting, right before. We went on our beach vacation because she was kind of watching wrestling with me throughout the entire time. At the end of her stay, she was like, oh, okay, so this is the main character. And I'm like, wait, what? Who? And she's like, well, this snot-nosed kid. And she was pointing at Dominic Mysterio. And I'm like, why would you say that? And she was like, he's everywhere. He's Monday. And then he's in Tuesday and like Friday. And I'm like, oh my God, he's the main character.
Grandma knows.
Grandma knows, because he was on Raw, he was on NXT, and then he was on SmackDown. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
He's the face that runs the place now. We got another super chat here from our good friend Amber. She says, hello, awesome people. What are your thoughts on The Rock confirming there was an agreement for WrestleMania 39, but no creative plan that worked to bring him in? We just talked about that.
Sweetie. It was really weird. I don't know if he said that there was no creative plan that worked to bring him, or that he didn't share exactly what was, you know.
I think there's a lot of things in play there. I think, because they're so, like, Sami Zayn was on fire, you know, there was that. And I mean, they had Cody Rhodes there too, who they planned on having, I guess, win the Rumble. And if they didn't want Roman to wrestle twice, that just, I guess that made sense. But story-wise, it's like, yeah, I just, yeah, he said he wasn't in wrestling shape. Is that what it was?
I mean, you can say that The Rock, because like people will say that The Rock isn't in shape. They mean in wrestling shape, because
yeah,
if anyone's in shape, it's The Rock. Okay. Like,
yeah. That's what he said. Like, that's what Scott said. He said he wasn't in wrestling shape. So
yeah, because like being in shape and being in wrestling shape are two totally different things. I don't know, like his last match, was it against Rowan?
Yeah, Eric Rowan.
Yeah, WrestleMania, just so they can beat a record. I'm not counting that at all. Like at all. So his last wrestling match was it against John Cena?
His actual last match?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a Jesus. I don't even know.
Was it John Cena WrestleMania?
I would assume.
Yeah. Please correct me if I'm wrong, chat. Please. Because like I'm like all my organs are trying to get out from my nose. So yeah.
Let's see here. I'm gonna pull it up here while you're so I just typed in The Rock on cage match, and there's 748,000 different rocks that come up, so that's good. Let me just type in Dwayne. But I don't know. You know, the thing is if he, yeah, John Cena, WrestleMania 29, MetLife Stadium. So that's where John Cena won the title. So, yeah, that was the last time. And before that, and if he does wrestle next year, it'd be 8 years since he wrestled Eric.
Jesus.
Yeah, at WrestleMania 32. Whew, that's a long time. But yeah.
None of us are counting this as a match, Rob. Just
I know, but I'm just saying technically they do count it as a match. I know. But yeah. The other news that came out today, Dave Meltzer is reporting in that Roman's Reigns' next match is not going to be until November 4th at the next Saudi Arabia event. So that's...
We all know who this match is against, right?
Who?
Or no. Do we know or don't we know?
I don't
think... Is it AJ Styles or not?
Oh, God, that's who I wish it'd be, but I doubt it. That's who would be great if it was. I just have a feeling it won't be. That's just...
Hooked on a feeling.
Just the way things go. Like, but I don't know. Maybe. There's always a possibility. That'd be great.
Yeah, you know, after SmackDown, like you texted me, hey, like, can you sense an AJ Styles push coming? And I'm like, no, because like I'm that person. But you were pretty positive about it. I would like nothing more than to see that. I will also like a match between Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles. But in order for us to have this match, AJ Styles should be a heel, because there is no way they're turning Cody Rhodes heel. But Cody Rhodes is still... We still haven't found out who the person going to SmackDown is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jey Uso is on Raw. Like, no one trusts the guy.
Yep.
Because they're actually smart. You know, I like that. What do you think about
that?
You
like that? Okay.
I like that because I don't know if you've noticed, Rob, but like in wrestling, people tend to forget a lot of things. And, you know, because they're baby faces and someone who was a dastardly heel then turns babyface, and then all of a sudden he's on good terms with that other babyface that he screwed over for like 2 or 3 years or so, just because they're both babyfaces.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way in real life. I don't know if you know that. Like, it's a bit more...
The Faithful yeah, Select can confirm.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes that's one of the reasons why people actually like the way AEW handles a lot of their storylines, because Sean says that all the time. Wrestling history is AEW history. And I approve that, because when Malakai Black debuted, and still, he's still, you know, kayfabing that eye. Like, that's yeah. great. Yeah. And playing off of things that happened in the past is a wonderful way to go, especially in long-term storytelling. That's why all of us love Kevin Owens, because he was such a dick. And then when he turned babyface, he was like, "Hey, I'm
he turned into a lovable dick."
Yeah, like
that sounds kind of weird. But...
Okay, it sounds nice.
it's like, "Oh, that sounds great." Me, I'm like,
"Yeah, that sounds great, Rob."
Not for me.
What's that like?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so he was like, "Yeah, I'm a dick. Like, I'm not gonna apologize for that." And also that's why people love MJF now, because like, I'm your scumbag. Like, I'm a scumbag, yeah. but I'm your scumbag, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So people actually, because like Jey Uso is probably one of the biggest baby faces in that company. Oh my god. How over is this guy?
He's over. Like,
yeah, he's so over, and the whole audience going like,
yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Dude
is over, and he did that all on his own. Like,
yeah.
Like Roman Reigns did have, you know, a hand in that. But like him being backstage, and people who he screwed over for years and years and years, like Drew McIntyre. I'm not gonna Like, I'm not gonna, you know, trust you and everything. And I appreciate that, because he screwed all of these people. Why would they, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, be, "Oh, you're a babyface now." So yeah. I appreciate that.
I'm ready for that Drew McIntyre eventual heel turn, man.
We all are. The moment he starts kicking Matt Riddle in the face, he's gonna become a babyface again.
I know, that's the thing. Like, they don't realize that. They don't realize that. Like, once he starts kicking Matt Riddle's ass, we're all gonna be cheering. But whatever.
Yeah.
We got another super chat here for this one. Thank you, Will. Will Chisholm sends us a super chat. Says, "It's crazy how fast the Jade stuff happened. She returned last Saturday, and now she might be going to the WWE. Wrestling is crazy." It is crazy.
Thank you, Will. Wrestling is crazy. But like it all started with Cody, right? Cody yeah. started doing some things, and then he just, you know, like, Cody, the person who built AEW, then goes to WWE. From that point on, absolutely everything is possible. Like, yeah. I don't give a crap who you are. Like, Tony Khan will debut in WWE like next year. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's not going to happen. But, like, everything can happen. It's 2023 and it's wrestling. Anything is possible. Like, the moment Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch's contracts come to, you know, to that point, which they need to, you know, negotiate new deals, throw all the money you have to these people. Because because Seth Rollins has been waving the WWE flag forever. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been one of the biggest supporters. He's been a workhorse. He's one of, you know, the biggest wrestlers on the planet right now, at least for me, with everything yeah. that he's been. He's like, he has some questionable behavior on Twitter, but like that was a long time ago, you know, with that Will Ospreay thing and, you know, bank accounts and whatever.
Yeah, and they've buried the hatchet too.
Yeah, like, they've buried the hatchet. Like, that's fine. But like, there were some certain things that they did not agree upon.
Yeah.
Like, I will never forget that fan footage of Seth Rollins after, was it after WrestleMania? I feel like it was after WrestleMania. I really don't remember. Where his whole segment was cut. And he had to,
It was WrestleMania.
Yeah, after WrestleMania. He just went there, let the crowd sing his song for about 2 minutes, and then he left. That was so weird. You can see him arguing, you know, with people, with staff. And then Becky making lemonade of all of the lemons that she's been given.
Yeah.
And she made that into a t-shirt. Like, Becky Lynch is literal money.
Yep. So, and that kind of goes back into what we were going to talk about next. Seth Rollins.
I'm the queen of segues.
Yeah, there you go. Seth Rollins was named the Pro Wrestling Illustrated's ring number one in the top 500 for PWI.
Well deserved.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things where I look at this record or this list similar to Dave Meltzer's ratings. It's whatever you want it to be. You know, like if you go straight by that book, you know, like if you say this is what it is, that's fine. If you disagree with it, that's fine too. You don't have to lose your shit about it. There's no reason to lose your shit over it. Like,
it's wrestling. Everyone's gonna lose their shit.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, like, there's point? No reason to. But yeah, there's no point to doing it. But I get it. You know, that's the thing. Wrestling fans are passionate. We're passionate because we love the business. Seth Rollins, we both agree, number one is a good choice. And that was the thing we were going to do, like in the script. I was going to have you pick.
Have picked some.
Perfect. I wanted to see what your top 10 were. I do have one super chat before we get in there. Ricardo, our friend, the Firefly, says the Shield dominating the tippy top of the PWI top 500. That is for sure.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes. The Shield, man, like, how can you not? There should be zero argument about the fact that the Shield are the best faction in wrestling history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I haven't been around for a lot, you know, of the awesome stables that there were present in wrestling. I know, but like, think of the capacity that all three members of the Shield have dominated everywhere.
Yeah,
like, they're the shit.
Absolutely. No, I agree. So
So what is your top 10?
So at number 10,
this is all male wrestlers, right?
Yeah, that's who I have.
Okay.
So at number 10, I have Josh Alexander.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have them numbered.
Yeah. Well, I numbered it. It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, I can just, okay. Yeah. And, I have Josh Alexander. I have Orange Cassidy.
Sure.
Cody Rhodes. Okada. Reigns.
Of course.
MJF.
Mm-hmm.
Moxley. How many am I at? 5, 6. Danielson.
Okay.
7. Did I say Reigns already?
Yeah.
Okay. Moxley. I know I have Ospreay.
You said that?
Oh, I did say Will Ospreay? Okay. Okay, I can't remember who, because I went out of order. I see, like, Vikingo, I have in there.
Mm-hmm. Vikingo, yeah.
And Seth Rollins, I said.
Yeah.
I think that's 10. If I'm missing one, it's Gunther. Gunther.
Yeah, you didn't say Gunther.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. 10. Well, I have a like 10 wrestlers, but I haven't they're not, you know, number one, two, three. Like, they're just 10 wrestlers who, because I could never say who is better and who's worse. And like, I could not do that ever because like, it's.
Well, that's like I said, like after you asked me if I had a top 10, I did have it, but then I just kind of like I don't really want to number them either. So after number 10, I just.
I know. Like, I get it. It's all subjective. That's what I'm saying, because like, number one could be number one because of one thing, but then like number five is way better and another thing. And like, you get my point. My 10 wrestlers are Will Ospreay, Seth Rollins, John Moxley, MJF, Jey Uso, Gunther, Bryan Danielson, Orange Cassidy, Christian Cage, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah. And I feel weird not having Kenny Omega in my top 10.
I wanted to have CM Punk in there just because of the just because he's always in news, right? Like, he's always dominating news. But like, Kenny Omega had two brilliant matches against Will Ospreay this year. Mm-hmm. I was hoping we can get a third. We didn't, but we did get an awesome match against Takeshita.
Yeah.
Which, excuse me, but finished the right way. Mm. I did say that him putting over Takeshita, I could see that. I did pick Kenny Omega to win.
Yeah.
But him putting over Takeshita was actually the best thing.
Yeah, and we just did men in this one. I mean, the top 500 does have women in it, and I mean, I would put, like, if it came down to like other things, I would put Rhea would be up there for sure. Like, I'm like in my
Rhea Ripley, absolutely out. Yeah. Like, come on,
yeah.
If she's not number one, she's number two. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's up there. So. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This is just all subjective, and that's what I like about it, because next month I believe they do their top 250 women wrestlers, and then
top 10 women's wrestlers after they put on theirs.
And then I think Righteous Reg does his top I think he does top maybe 250 as well, or maybe he does top 500 African American wrestlers. No, Righteous Reg. I think he does one. It is only men. I thought I saw people on the list. Are you sure? I thought I saw people. No, Masha Slamovich was on this list, I thought.
The Pro Wrestling Insider?
Yeah, I swear I saw names on there.
I didn't see the list. It's Pro Wrestling Insider, top 500.
Yeah, Masha Slamovich was number 15. It is Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Oh, Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah, so this has men and women on it. In it, rather.
Yeah. So how isn't Becky Lynch in the top 10?
Well, that's the thing. It's just.
Why aren't Deonna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace in top 10? Come on.
Yeah. Well,
watch Impact, guys, please.
Yeah, the Impact was good last night. Did you watch it this morning?
I did.
Good episode. They did really good. Good show.
The first half hour, way to go, Knockout. Like, that entire ring got filled with knockouts. I did not mind that.
You and me both, sister. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing I love about this. It's objective. I know on Twitter it sucks, but I stayed off Twitter for the most part yesterday for that reason.
What? I have a question for you, like, because you understand UFC and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they merge on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
They form, you know, under the TKO umbrella.
Yes, ma'am.
That looks like an energy drink logo.
It does. Yeah.
It does, right? Yeah, it's not just me. Okay. So they said that they would like for wrestling fans to be UFC fans and UFC fans to be wrestling fans. That's not going to happen, right? Because that made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, that's what they want. What they're hoping is that they know, obviously, they're not going to be able to get everybody. They know that. But they're hoping that they can at least grow both. And I get that. And they will grow both to an extent. It's going to be not as big as they want. I mean, that's the thing. The number will grow, but it won't be as big as they want it to be. The one thing that was interesting this week, what Nick Khan said, was they're hoping that they do these big weekends in cities where they have these long weekends where you have like SmackDown on Friday, you have UFC on Saturday, and then you have the premium live event on Sunday. They're talking about doing that, which it's like, man, I really like the fact that we get premium live events on Saturday nights. I like that. Yeah. I think they feel more, I don't know if special is the right word, but it just feels more, they feel more important, I guess. Maybe special is the right word. They just always feel they always mean more, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I always like the Saturday shows. A lot.
I understand why you guys prefer Saturday night pay-per-views, because then you have Sunday. Saturday. Because then you have Sunday, and especially if it's an AEW pay-per-view and they're like 1,000 hours long.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to work right after that on Monday. But like specifically talking about WWE. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, especially their big four pay-per-views, they're long pay-per-views. Like they don't necessarily like 3 or 4 hours, and that's minus the pre-show. So first of all, having like for me personally, Sunday pay-per-views are better because then I get to wake up on Monday morning and watch the pay-per-view and then go to work.
Sure.
In the night. That's better for me. But if there's Saturday pay-per-views, I have to work Sunday in the morning. So I have to get up really early and watch some things on double speed in order for me to watch the show. So for me personally, it's better for me to be a Sunday pay-per-view. But I'm not the demographic here because like I'm not watching live.
Yeah.
I'm not the person that you need to cater to. So if you guys prefer Saturday pay-per-views, that's fine. Also, the thing that I see everyone hoping is for Saturday afternoon pay-per-views for you guys. Like every time there's a pay-per-view in some other part of the world, not in the States, and it turns out to be either early afternoon or late afternoon for you guys, and all of you are happy about that. Like, why isn't this a thing? Like, why don't pay-per-views start at a normal time for you? Like, 5 in the afternoon for you guys? Because afternoon pay-per-views, it's what everyone seems to be enjoying. I haven't seen one person not happy about an afternoon pay-per-view. Not one.
Yeah,
and if this is a Sunday pay-per-view, it'll be great if this pay-per-view is a afternoon pay-per-view because it's Sunday.
Yeah. Well, the thing too, which I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen. Like with it being a Sunday pay-per-view, is they're not going to go against the NFL, the pro football here. They're just not going to do it because the ratings would just absolutely slay it. They would just not have people watch. They would, I mean, it would literally just, Raw had like their second worst ratings in history this past week.
Yeah, I don't care. NXT had their best ratings in 3 years.
I mean, that just shows how.
Wrestling, Becky.
Yeah. But I mean, that just shows like right there that how popular the NFL is. And whew. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, football's back for you guys. How's that going?
Not too well for my team.
I understand nothing.
Oh, that's okay. You're probably better off not. So, Yeah. So what do you think of Raw this past week?
I love Gunther so much. That guy needs to carry Raw after Cody Rhodes goes to SmackDown, because like I still have no idea if this is what we're getting.
Yeah.
If Cody's going to SmackDown or not, like I don't know. But
yeah, I don't either.
If he does, Gunther needs to be the one to carry the show with Seth, because like I feel like that's the direction they're going for. I kind of feel like Chad Gable, after all, will be the one to dethrone Gunther, because I feel like that's the right choice. I like Baron Corbin winning the King of the Ring in the finals and not Chad Gable. This left of such a bitter taste in my mouth. You have no idea. I so much wanted it to be Chad Gable, because in the long run, after like so many years passed, I feel like Chad Gable would have used it way better, because King Corbin was awful. Bum-ass Corbin was the best, and now it's so weird. Like, he's in NXT with Bron Breakker, and you know, that's whole weird situation that you got tabled and stuff, like, that's weird for me. Gunther, man, like, he broke Honky Tonk's record. He's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. This is so deserving. I hope that eventually a main roster run for Ilya Dragunov will be the one to dethrone Gunther, because Sean always likes to talk about Peter Griffin and the chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, that thing where every time they see each other, they get in a fight. This is what I want Ilya Dragunov and Gunther to be every time, because Ilya Dragunov is the first person to pin Gunther, and then he's the first person to make Gunther tap out.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only one to have a victory over Gunther, Walter. Over Gunther, like a countout victory, I'm not counting that. Like, it either has to be pinfall or submission or whatever. Nothing other than that counts with Walter, Gunther, or whatever you guys want to call it. Chad Gable is the one, probably, because it's time for them to give him his flowers. Because that man can do no wrong. Absolutely no wrong. And he creates magic in the ring. I kind of want to see him against so many NXT talent. So Nathan Fraser against Chad Gable, imagine that. Against, yeah. Oh my God, Tyler Bate and Chad Gable. Oh. Give me that forever. Oh my God. Have we seen Chad Gable versus Pete Dunne? I'm sure we have, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, I mean, that's the thing. We probably have. I just don't remember it.
We probably have, but it was either a main event or, you know, a squash or whatever.
Yeah, let's see. Pete Dunne. I'll check quick. Peter Dunne. Pete Dunne versus Chadwick Gable the third.
Yeah, you can try Butch.
Well, you can. The nice thing about Cage Match, you can just put any other names like that they've used, and you can, it'll pull it up.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see here. No, they haven't wrestled.
Really?
They've been in a battle. They were in the SummerSlam Battle Royal this year together.
Yeah, I don't count that.
No, I'm just saying that's the only time they've been in the ring together. There we go. That'd be good. I'd watch that, as I did not know Maggie left the screen. There we go. Okay. So, anyways, Raw was decent. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty decent up until the end. Like, yeah. Raquel Rodriguez, and Rhea Ripley, they had a match that was better than their pay-per-view match. Their pay-per-view match was pretty decent. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna bury it or anything, but like that Raw main event was better for me. And it kind of slapped. I liked it. And then the ending happened and I was like, boo.
Nice. Yeah, it could have been, the ending could have been a lot better, but
no, like, just fucking why? Here's my two cents of this whole situation. I will never be mad that someone gets a payday. I will never be mad that someone gets a job. I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Nia Jax has her job back. I will also be happy as fuck if she improved in the ring. Just so she doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, Kairi Sane is about to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I adore all the, you know, all the wrestlers apart from, you know, minor exceptions on that roster. I would like nothing more for them but to be safe. I hope she improved. I hope she trained. And like, I just hope that they can keep each other safe. That's all I'm saying. She's capable of being a good wrestler. So I saw that a lot of women were ecstatic that she was backstage, that she was back working and everything. She's incredibly beloved by the people backstage. And I'm glad that she's back. I just hope my whole that she can improve my whole and, you know.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. So, yeah, you ready for our Cooper effect? I'll be doing it, but. All right, so here we go. Let me get to the video. Got a new opening now, Maggie. Here we go.
I thought that this was the Loch Ness Monster.
I could probably do that one day, but... Okay, the Cooper effect.
I don't messy. I don't mind that.
All right, we'll try it one day. So, the Cooper effect. Koalas. So, what's going on right now is there's a thousands of acres within New South Wales. They call it the Koala Haven Forest. That they have officially banned logging. So there's no more logging in this forest that has been affecting koalas. So it's a single national park. They've banned it to protect these, basically it's 21,000 acres where these wild koalas congregate in large numbers. It's basically a historic step forward. The Conservation Council. This is why I don't do this. This is why you can't be sick anymore.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, no more. But so basically the story is New South Wales is doing a really good job at protecting these koala bears to basically make sure they live and no more lodging on this island. So it's a good way to make sure these animals are protected, and that's a good thing. So it's, as you guys know, when it comes to animals, we are going to try to do that every time. They say that the cost to do this is about $1.5 billion US But they make $20 billion a year in tourism in New South Wales. So they look at it as an investment. So that's a good thing. The link is in the YouTube description. And I can't promise that I'll never have to do a Cooper effect again, but I won't have to do it next week. So there you go. Dun, dun, dun. Peace.
I just want to say that I behaved throughout the entire Cooper effect. I didn't know shenanigans, just so you know.
That's good. I appreciate it. Because
Thank you.
Shenanigans.
Just don't watch back the video.
Yeah. Don't skip that on the podcast, please. For the love of God.
No, you. Like, people should watch that.
So Scott says, we're getting Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate this week again.
Absolutely. Cool. I'm so glad about that.
And then Frantic says, we do not need Jade Cargill versus Nia Jax. No, we don't. And Soupy says, to hold my breath.
Again, people may surprise you. I'm not, because we haven't seen Nia Jax back in the ring other than that attack. I am forever going to be this annoying person that will give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. No, so that's fine.
Until we see, we could never know. That's it.
Yeah. I know we don't do the previews much, but tonight SmackDown's looking really good. So I'm going to go ahead and just do one. So tonight SmackDown, we know John Cena returns. He's going to be on the Waller effect. So you got John Cena appearing on the Waller effect. We have Asuka taking on Bayley. Hell yes. The Miz versus LA Knight. And then this one, Maggie, are you ready? Are you ready?
Tell me if you're ready. Of course I'm ready. Yeah.
Look at this. Of course I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Two of my favorites. One-on-one. Hopefully there's no... Now, this match does not need shenanigans. Let them go for 30.
You know that it will get shenanigans.
Oh, I know there will. Yeah, because it's Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I need 30 minutes uninterrupted with me talking, at least. I don't know what the hell's going on with my words today, but it's my first day. We'll be fine. I would hope so. For
Roman Reigns will be back, right? They said that Roman Reigns will be back.
I don't think they said that. I don't think they said Roman's back tonight. I don't think so.
Like, they said that last week, but it could be me not remembering stuff correctly.
I don't remember them ever saying he was back.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that he has that championship with him.
Yeah. Well, I think Kate says not until November 4th. I know that's like when he'll maybe wrestle again, but I think Maggie meant like make an appearance. Is that what you meant? Oh, because he's Brock. You know, one day you guys have to have your Long Island nest teas, right? Or not nest teas, what are they? Long Island iced teas.
The Long Island
nest teas.
Kate?
Yeah, there you go.
No, we're going to drink margaritas.
Oh, is that what it is?
Die of this cold that I have right now.
Oh, she's got to run. Bye. I love you so much. Or
I love you, Kate.
So, yeah. I can't believe I called it a Long Island nest teas. Nest teas like never... Nest tea is a brand here, but okay. Well,
I know what Nest tea is.
The fact that I used to just get absolutely shit faced off Long Island iced teas is just sad that I could not remember the name of it.
I'm so glad that you don't drink anymore. First of all,
me too.
Long Island iced tea is one of my most hated cocktails ever.
Yeah.
Because its entire purpose is to get shit faced. And I'm a bartender. Like, that's, let's add all of the clear alcohols and just put in Coke. Like, that's not how you do it. Like, never. Please don't do that. Like, also, it was invented for during a time when alcohol wasn't, you know, that legal. Mm. And the Coke was masking the fact that you had 48,000 ounces of alcohol inside.
Here's a question for you, and I'm sure it's legal there, because here we have weird laws. Are you allowed to walk around with a beer in your hand outside? Like,
oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, I figured. The only place that I think you can really do that here in the state, I mean, there might be other places.
Alabama?
I mean, no, Vegas, but yeah, I'm.
Okay.
Alabama, you're allowed to do like worse things, like murder your sister. And no, I'm kidding. Anybody in Alabama knows I'm just kidding. So that's not true. It's your cousin. Another joke. I'm sorry. I just.
Sweet home, Alabama.
They've heard it before. They know it's a joke. They've heard it plenty of times. It's a southern thing. But, anyways. Hey, do you know how you circumcise a boy in Arkansas? Kick a sister in the jaw. Anyways,
carry on.
Yeah, my wayward son. We've been working too long together. Yeah, there we go. Hey, I did it. Holy shit.
That was great. Yeah, so we're getting Finn Balor and AJ Styles. You know that there are going to be shenanigans. You know that. Yeah.
You know, one thing I don't like about this is I don't like how the Good Brothers are acting. This is not the Good Brothers that we know.
Is it, though?
I'm talking Bullet Club Good Brothers. That's what I'm talking about. Who's at the door? Somebody's at the door. Is that the door?
There's a car backing up outside, and they're like, beep, beep.
Oh,
see. Yeah. WWE have no idea how to book the Good Brothers.
Well, no, that's...
Like, they will never be the Bullet Club Good Brothers.
Oh, I know
in
that.
WWE. They will never
absolutely
be that.
Absolutely, I know that.
Like, granted, no other promotion knows how to book the Good Brothers, because when they were in AEW, they were shit. I didn't like them in AEW. I kind of liked them when they were in Impact, but only because they were the champions. And then they lost it.
New Japan's been the only one that's been able to book them. Like,
absolutely. New Japan are the only people who were able to book the Good Brothers correctly. Were they? They were never in NXT, right? They went to NXT with AJ Styles during, but that's about it.
Yep.
Who did they face there? Do you remember?
Was it Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Well, we can find out.
I really don't remember who they faced in NXT.
I can find out.
Yeah. I remember that I lost my shit when I saw AJ Styles back in NXT, but like, that's a totally different situation. Yeah. So you not liking the way the Good Brothers are booked in WWE is nothing new.
I know. Yeah.
Nothing new, but like, I feel like they don't give a crap about wrestling. They give a crap about money.
Oh, okay. So here it is. So it was a six-man tag match. It was the OC versus Keith Lee, Riddle, and Tommaso Ciampa. And then there was a match where
what a weird one.
Yeah. Then they did the OC and Cameron Grimes versus Chisholm.
Schism. Okay.
Yeah. Schism. Whatever. Okay. So that match where it was Roderick Strong and that was Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish versus FTR is what I was thinking. That's what that match was.
Was it FTR? Was it Revival, right?
Like, yeah, the Revival. It was their last match at Full Sail.
Yeah. God, that was a long time ago.
It was.
I don't remember that far. But grizzled young veterans to be recognized I did that wrong. I'm so sorry. So they're out of the schism. It's two roots, one tree, one dead tree. That segment on NXT was really weird, by the way, because it was Ava and him, like Joel Gacy, they just touched a log that was dying because there were only two roots and everything, but like it's fine. So the Grizzled Young Veterans are gone from NXT. Are they gonna finish up in WWE and go someplace else? Having in mind that apparently AOP is signed.
Yeah. And I don't get it.
Which part do you don't get? AOP being signed and not being on TV or something else?
AOP. AOP being signed.
You don't understand why AOP are signed?
Yeah, and not being used. That just, I don't know why they're being used. Or I don't know why they're signed either, but whatever.
Do you know what I find most intriguing? Throughout that package they had for Seth Rollins on Raw with, while Nakamura was narrating, they had a shot of Seth Rollins in the back of the SUV unmasking himself while he had the AOP as his guards. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They had that shot. And that's the first time they've used that shot in ever. Do you kind of feel like they know what they're doing or they did it and didn't know?
Maybe. I mean, that makes sense now, at least. Now at least that makes sense. At least you made it.
Did I know? I feel like they don't remember. And they're like, that's a cool shot from Seth Rollins. Yeah. Let's use that. And
that could be too. I mean, we're giving them the benefit of the doubt here. So,
yeah, that's me making it make sense for them because they have no idea. This will actually be a good thing. Like AOP coming back and maybe kind of, costing Seth.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know because I don't even remember I sure as hell remember their theme song because it slapped ass, but it's
slapped ass.
Yeah.
Well, I know. They said Paul Ellering was seen at the Performance Center not too long ago.
So they go back to NXT.
Well, I mean, that could have just been training, or maybe he was just there. Sometimes they still bring in guest people, so maybe he was just there. I don't know. So one thing that I wanted to bring up too was Bryan Danielson talked about how talking about cutting back the schedule, with his kiddo when his kiddo turned, was it 6 or 7? He was talking about 6. Okay. He was gonna 7. Cut back. Seven. I couldn't tell that was 7. Sorry. Sorry. I don't usually. I thought you're gonna go that way. Not.
I had a tissue in my hand, Rob.
Okay. It's all.
We're
good.
Getting Bryan Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. Bite your lip and give her hell. You're saying, huh?
Yes, I will have 16 panties, Rob.
And your neighbor downstairs is like, what's that liquid coming down?
Oh my god, it's a flood.
Yeah. But what do
I cannot wait for this match. It's gonna be a Wrestle Dream, right? Yes.
Yep.
It's gonna be a Wrestle Dream. In Seattle, Washington, Bryan Danielson's home state.
We
have Swerve and Hangman in Seattle in Swerve's hometown. This is going to be great. And this is a fresh feud, by the way. This is a totally fresh feud we have not seen ever. Swerve Strickland and Hangman. I'm so glad to see Hangman having a one-on-one match because I've kind of missed that. And everything that Swerve said in that promo that he did is absolutely true. Absolutely true, because he has been slacking. He's been comfortable and like he's been, you know, enjoying his money, but like not doing, you know, stuff for that money. I enjoyed everything. It's maybe kayfabe, but like Swerve Strickland is so good. Like so good.
Yep. That is faux show. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody got questions? Want to throw them out there? We got a few minutes. Something I do want to do before we go. I got a text message today from my brother, and their dog, Nevaeh, right here, is not going to make it much longer.
Oh no.
So she has been an excellent dog, a fantastic dog, and just want to just say how I know we big animal lovers here, and that has been one of the greatest dogs that has ever been in my life. And
you send me lots of photos of Nevaeh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see her after this show. Because they don't know when, but basically she's just not doing good. And I know I've shown pictures of her before, and I just wanted to share that. And yeah, so
such a good dog. Why didn't you make that the Cooper effect?
I didn't, because I wanted to try to save it. So
I know, I understand that.
So, but she's a good pup.
Such a wonderful dog. Yeah, we love animals more than people. I have no idea what to say here, because like every time a pet of mine has died, man, I've been a wreck. Like,
yeah,
I'm so sorry. Please, like, hug Nevaeh, like hug your brother, everyone. Just that is a huge loss for every family. I know.
Yeah. We got a super chat from Soupy, who says, after the Zack Sabre Jr. match, what would be your dream match for Danielson?
First of all, Soupy, we love you. Thank you for making the video today.
Yeah.
Jesus. Bryan Danielson. I'm a little bit selfish and I could never get enough, so I would probably gonna need another Kenny Omega match. One more. All in all, I really wanted him to face Punk, but like that's not happening. So,
I want, if he goes there, now, if he goes, I want Edge, Adam Copeland. They've had matches. Obviously, the WrestleMania was a triple threat match.
Basically, they can play off of, you cost me the match. No, you cost me the match.
And they had a singles match back in 2010, but it was a 4-minute match.
Yeah, we're not counting that.
Yeah. Other than that, they've never had a singles match. So give me that. If
Adam Cole.
Oh, they had that really good SmackDown match, didn't they?
They did. I remember.
Yeah. All right, Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, hopefully I don't die from a cold. You can follow me on X, Twitter at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Happy birthday to Tom Hardy.
Happy birthday to Jeremy Lambert, too.
Oh my God, they share a birthday.
There you go.
oh yeah, my
you
God.
Can, Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob and Threads at Fightful Rob. On Sunday, you can catch me at 11 a.m. Eastern on the main Fightful channel with Cam, aka Seahawk. We do a show called My Point Is. We talk wrestling and
such a wonderful show, by the way.
Thank such you. We have a good time. So I want to say thank you for hanging out with us today. I see some people say Danielson, Samoa Joe, Brian needs a tour in Japan before he retires.
Oh, yeah.
Osprey, Speedball, Shibata.
Oh, Osprey, yeah. Like, how didn't I think of it? Will Osprey, yeah. Yes. Will Osprey, Adam Cole, and Samoa Joe. Those are
there you go.
Three big ones.
But, all right, guys. We will see you guys later. I want to say thank you again. Peace out. And we will talk to you soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.